You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
He died for you, and he died for me on that dark hill. Oh, Calvary.
You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it is time for another edition of Theater Talk. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here to tell us about some offerings from professional theater companies all around the state. We're going to be kind of heavy on music this time. We're starting in Detroit's Midtown at the Fisher Music Center, right next to Orchestra Hall, the home of the Detroit Public Theater, to learn about a woman called the godmother of rock and roll.
That's right. The play is called Marie and Rosetta, and it tells the story of, you said it, the real-life godmother of rock and roll. Sister Rosetta was a pioneer in rock and roll and is kind of often forgotten as being a huge influence from Black America. She influenced Elvis, Johnny Cash, even the Beatles. And this is a good year to do the show because she's actually nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She recorded a song called Rock Me in 1938. When jazz and American standards were still the dominant song styles in America. And you can hear how she was ahead of her time and the influences on not only the white stars and bands of the 1950s and 60s, but also the better known black artists like Chuck Berry.
Now, won't you hear me swinging? Hear the words that I'm singing. Much my soul with water from on high.
And this play looks at the relationship between Sister Rosetta and her protege?
That's right, Marie Knight. The two were known also for recording amazing gospel, but in a style that, I'm telling you, it'll make you want to go to church every day if we could hear music like this every day in church.
Well, I really liked the tagline. I went to actually the Detroit Public Theater website, and there it was, before Elvis and Cash, there was Marie and Rosetta.
It's true. Her vocals are, and her whole style is amazing.
Now we're heading north through Rochester Hills to the Meadowbrook Theater.
That's right. And this is a show about a white singing star who I'm pretty sure was influenced by Burkitt. The show is called Tenderly, and it's about the torch singer Peggy Lee. And Lord help you if you don't know Peggy Lee's music, please. I call her a torch singer because her ballads and her sultry style that was rooted in jazz, but occasionally drifted into the slightly rockier styles as well as gospel, melted me as a kid when I first heard her singing on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
Or the old Merv Griffin Show, or in one of her own TV specials. And she's best known, of course, for her, it's practically an anthem for her, the song Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
Now, David, is this play as tenderly about her life, or is it her songs from the 50s and 60s and kind of that jukebox style?
It is about her life, but it's her story, mm-hmm. but with the music. So if you've seen shows like Jersey Boys,
or
you know,
Carole
or
King.
Beautiful, yeah. Carole King, it's in that style. And, you know, before we actually talk about a few more shows, these music bio shows are becoming more and more popular. We've seen bio tribute shows, as we said, to Carole King, Patsy Cline. We get the Million Dollar Quartet is out there. It's actually playing at Dexter right now, Jersey Boys. A show about Queen, a trio of shows about the Beatles, a show about Billie Holiday, Janis Joplin. It goes on and on.
Yeah.
Definitely a growing genre. Very popular with patrons, and here's why. And why I think they're a good thing. A story about a person when it's a new show is easy to get your mind around. And the music is proved, of course, so you're not like having to accept or not accept new songs. And these shows have the artists' classics interpreted by these very talented singers and actors. And for me, like anytime you can get somebody to a theater, maybe for the first time, they're going to be exposed to the other shows that theater's doing. They're going to want to come back and back and back. So.
Case in point, I still remember the first time I saw Jersey Boys. It was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. But you know the songs, but getting all the backstory, and as you say, interpreted by today's incredibly talented young vocalists. It was pretty cool to hear things that I remember as a kid hearing on the radio sung by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, but you see these performers from today who probably were not even around then. But
you know, next time I'm going to talk about a show coming to Ann Arbor, to Theater Nova, about the life of Bessie Smith. Same kind of show.
And as you say, it gets butts in seats.
Yes, it does.
It does indeed. Over to some plays. We're going to start at the theater company at the University of Detroit Mercy, my alma mater.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's performed in the Bowl Theater in the downtown YMCA, which, by the way, is a great performance space, one of my favorites. This play is called A Bright New Boise, and the story is set in the break room of a craft store in Idaho. The central character has experienced a scandal at the evangelical church in his hometown, and he's now settled into this job in Boise at a Hobby Lobby. Now, this is the store best known for challenging the healthcare laws provision that said companies had to provide birth control to women employees. Ironically, he has gone to Boise to create a relationship with a son that he gave up for adoption several years earlier. This is a comedy, and obviously to me it sounds very timely. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
And then we go to Ann Arbor's Kickshaw Theater. They always do interesting work.
They do. They have a new show opening this week called Or. So not like the canoe paddle, but like the conjunction that comes after the word either.
Gotcha.
This is a period comedy set in the 1660s, but intentionally looks more like the 1960s in terms of costumes and things like that. And the play is about one night in the life of a real person, which is a poet and also a spy, and was trying to become the first real published playwright. And I talked to Kickshaw artistic director Lynn Lammers, kind of describing the story a little bit.
Where is the fast-paced comedy? It moves quickly, and it's about a real-life woman ahead of her time from the 17th century. In the play, we see that our heroine, Afra Ben, who's a real woman who lived and worked as a spy for King Charles II in the war. She's lived through this tumultuous time, this war, and now that the war has ended, we get to see her rediscover all the joys of life and remember what it was she was fighting for, namely the freedom to pursue happiness. So there's intrigue and big laughs and very sexy moments, and it's just a great play.
You know, the gist of it, from what I understand, because I'm very anxious to see it, she's trying to finish this play in one night by the morning, and she keeps getting interrupted. So it sounds like a broad comedy as they're telling the story. So it sounds very cool to me.
Well, an interesting collection. So the Ann Arbor's Kickshaw Theater with Or, A Bright New Boise at the theater company at the University of Detroit Mercy. Meadowbrook Theater offering Tenderly, all about my mother's favorite singer, Peggy Lee. So that warms my heart. And Detroit's Midtown Theater, we have the Detroit Public Theater doing Marie and Rosetta by George Brandt. You can find out details of these and other productions. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, many thanks.
Thanks very much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.